A study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association says cholesterol-lowering drugs that have successfully helped adults can also help children. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Genetics accounts for up to 75% of whether you have high cholesterol, whether you're an adult or a child. Dr. Antonio Gatto from Cornell University in New York says there are two ways you can inherit cholesterol problems.
One is the body can overproduce cholesterol and make too much of it, or the body cannot clear cholesterol out of the bloodstream fast enough, and so when it circulates in the blood at too high levels, it leads to plaque and buildup.
It's estimated that one in every 500 children inherits a predisposition for high cholesterol.
Even if you get dealt a bad hand genetically by having high cholesterol, and it affects you as it does these children from birth, you can do something about it and control it by a combination of diet and statins.
Earlier research shows cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins do help children, but this study followed children for a longer period. Researchers from the University of Amsterdam looked at 214 children with a family history of high cholesterol. The children were put on low-fat diets and encouraged to exercise every day. After 3 months, they received either a placebo or the cholesterol-lowering drug, pravastatin. After 2 years, the children who received the drug saw their cholesterol drop 24%. Those on placebo had an increase of 0.3%. There were no side effects for those on the drug. Dr. Vivek Alada runs a clinic for kids with high cholesterol at UCLA Medical Center.
I see children really ranging from ages anywhere from 3 to 5 up to 18 to 21, ranging anywhere from a total cholesterol of 200 all the way up to, I have had some patients who were born with markedly high cholesterols as high as 1800.
If the children have a total cholesterol over 160 and a family history, Alada begins treatment. But it doesn't start with medication. It starts with 6 months of a low-fat diet combined with exercise. Kids join the Little League or soccer team, says Alada. But if that fails, and it does up to half the time, Alada then tries medication. But even so, he's cautious and worries about this philosophical question.
Are we converting a lot of kids who are eating too much or overweight and not exercising enough to a medication to solve that problem, when in fact what we should be doing is preaching and practicing a heart-healthy lifestyle with good diet and good exercise? Many times what I find in starting patients on a statin is their diet becomes a little bit more lax until I harp on them to, again, you have to do diet as well as the statin, not just one or the other.
Researchers say the findings of this study argue for screening children at high risk, children of parents who suffer heart attacks or vascular disease early in life. And if kids do go on statin therapy, it's not yet clear how long they can safely stay on it. Researchers will have to follow patients for at least 20, 30, even 40 years to really know if there are long-term problems. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.